This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that lead today's show are how China built iPhone City, the United States punishes Russia for hacking, or maybe the kid in Jersey, what is NASA hiding from all of us, the Amazon blimp warehouse, crazy but true story, and according to Tim Cook, AirPods are a success. Well, what did he think after he took the headphone jack away? Plus, all of the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1169 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, December 29th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or just paypal.me/geeknews. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Got a great lineup for you. For those of you that are brand new listeners to the show, I want to welcome you to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and checking out the show. I've got a great lineup of content today for you. But most importantly, if you're a brand new listener, you know, really we want you to immediately get subscribed to the show. And to do that, all you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com. And right there in the right-hand column of the website, you can get subscribed via iTunes, Android, email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, you name it. If you don't know how to subscribe to a podcast, there's more subscribed options that will explain how. Do that today. Get subscribed to the show so that way you don't miss a single episode of this podcast. Of course, we want you to sign up for the newsletter. You'll find that on the website as well. Most importantly, if you have comments on today's show, you can email me, you can email me geeknews@gmail.com or you can follow me on Twitter at geeknews. You can request to be in our Slack channel so you can chat with the Ohana. Of course, you can follow by emailing me. Of course, you can follow on Google+ or Facebook. I'm really everywhere that podcasts can be consumed and then some. Those of you watching, you're watching magic happen as I'm doing the show right now, because I'm moving the lower third, or actually the pipper, my logo that's up in the top right hand of the corner. So it's up and move. Those of you who are listening could care less. But anyway, you can watch this show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel on the Apple TV by subscribing to the podcast. Listen on Amazon Echo by telling Alexa to play the latest edition of this show's name. You can listen on Stitcher, watch, or view on Blueberry.com. Of course, we want to thank our partner shows. No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff. Health Tech Weekly with Jamie Davis. The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain. And, of course, ProGear Site being done by my writing team at GNC. This show, of course, again, is sponsored by our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. Longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast known to man. They've been with us since July of 2005 continuously. And continue to bring you great deals. Matter of fact, I've updated the webpage because I'm getting ready to go to Vegas, and I didn't want to forget. So the January information is up there. The deals really have stayed pretty much the same. But again, I know many of you got hosting accounts for loved ones for Christmas and domain names. So I want to thank you all for your support, and really, you know, just again, we're closing out 2016 with today's show, and I'm truly grateful for GoDaddy being a sponsor here, keeping the lights on. You guys just don't know how much of a difference it makes having them be part of this show. And we did have to change a couple of things up last month on demand. So, you know, we'll see where the numbers come in for December. I'm sure that we're going to be good. But definitely consider using my promo codes. Best way to do it is just click on the code on the website at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Save 30% off new product purchases. Get a .com for 99 cents. Get a one-month economy hosting for a dollar a month for the first 12 months with a free domain. Get a dollar a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. All those deals can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. If you are a business owner, they do have their website builder program, but it's a product that you can use to get your website started. The anyway, you can check that out over at GoDaddy and see what the details are. But again, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. All the codes are there. And we want you to support GoDaddy as we move into 2017. Wow. Can you believe we're almost there? It's amazing. But I want to apologize for the Mondays no show. You know what really happened? I kind of got in, like, Christmas happened. And then the next day was like the, you know, the, in the U.S. at least, an official holiday for a lot of people. And so, I mean, I'm kind of like cruising around here. We're doing stuff with the family. I'm kind of like an autopilot, you know, and not even thinking it's Monday. I'll be honest with you. And about 10:30 Monday evening, I'm like, dude, I was supposed to do a show today. And I think it's the first time it's ever happened like that. And it was kind of like, wow. Okay, well, I was in Christmas enjoyment vacation mode. I had every intention to, but I just like zoned it. Amazing. I'm sorry. So, then anyway, Christmas was, as you can see, totally laid back. Shoko had to work in the morning, so she didn't get home until nearly 2. And so we opened presents late, and we had not even really a traditional Christmas dinner. And it was kind of like, I think we pulled some stuff out of the refrigerator and ate leftovers and stuff. So it was kind of sad, but, you know, it was kind of laid back. And then my son is left for camp on Tuesday, and it's been real quiet around here. My wife and I went to Maui yesterday on a day trip. Some of you saw that on Facebook. So we spent the day in Maui. my ascension to Haleakala was fraught with fog at the summit. Drove all the way to the top. You know, basically it takes an hour from basically about 3,000 feet above sea level to the 9,400 summit level. And I mean, it was, I took some pictures. I'll probably put them up on Facebook at some point, but and actually, I'm going to put a video together. I've got a lot of video coverage. Besides that, we were in Maui for 10 or 11 hours and got to do a whole bunch of stuff. So I had a good time with that. Took advantage of Shoko's employment at Hawaiian Airlines to, you know, get a, you know, fly standby. So that was fun. But other than that, really, it's kind of, I've been, you know, really my prep for CES this year is way, 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 way different. I'm not having to stress a whole bunch of stuff. Matter of fact, I went to FedEx today with a single Pelican case, and I actually threw some extra stuff in there that I really may not even need, but I just did because I had the space. And I'll be carrying a couple of bags with me with, you know, basically check-in bags, but, you know, because I need clothes for 10 days, and instead of, you know, spending a lot of money at the hotel to have stuff dry clean and stuff, I just try to pack enough for 10 days. I don't always make it all the way through, but really that's all I got left to do. I've got everything else set up. But one thing that came in the mail, and I've been talking with these folks for a while, is a box from Bitdefender. And I literally, like 30 minutes ago, opened it up and started looking at it because I got to get a couple of days on it before I leave for the show. And this thing connects to the router and just basically kind of does security. And so I'm looking forward to seeing exactly what this does. And I plan to hear more about this. But, you know, they did send me this. And I will be doing an interview in their booth about this. So just full disclosure here. Again, I don't have an opinion yet because I just pulled it out of the box and look at the getting started. So I'll let you know more about Bitdefender Box as we move into show coverage and everything else. But really today, being at the end of the year, and this is something I haven't done in a while, I want to thank the insiders. And the insider list has grown considerably over the years. And I do appreciate the ongoing support. But as I posted in Facebook earlier today, you know, I did the math. And it looks like my total show expenses with hiring a cameraman and everything else that's going on, hotel rooms, airfare, food, some incidentals, transportation, all that stuff is going to come in. And then in post-show coverage, our post-show production is going to come in between 7 and 9,000. And 7 on the low, 9 on the high. So the geeknewscentral.com/insider page is crucially important at this point for you. We'll be running GoDaddy as a sponsor throughout CES. So that will drive some traffic and some sales and some revenue for the show. But really looking, I know we're just past Christmas and everyone's got big credit card bills coming. But if you feel it in your heart to help support my effort, again, I am going to be there with Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, and Marla Anderson from the Tech Ranch. But we're all kind of doing our own thing. We'll be working together in the broadcast studio that we've got. But really, it's a Todd show, primarily going to the event this year. So every dollar that you would consider contributing to me comes to me and will be used to support the ongoing effort for creating content like this. And definitely appreciate your consideration in doing so. But I want to go through the insiders that have been with us either all year or part of the year. And these are contributing members: Ken, Andy, Deborah, Mika, Catherine, Dino, Ryan, Roger, Jasmine. I said Mika once already. Angelica and Jordan. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but those all support. And there was a few other individual donations that came in throughout the year that were varied amounts. And if I missed you, I sincerely apologize. But these are Ohana members that did a contribution of, and also Bree, a contribution of one form or another throughout the year. But folks that are on, you know, and some of those folks are on pay as you go month by month. And then, of course, I've got a stack of folks that are at the higher levels, and I want to talk about them a little bit. As you know, the Insider Program is set up where anyone that comes in with any donation or just listening to the show, you're all part of the Ohana. Okay? That's given. You're all part of the family. We love to have you here, part of the audience. And then I start breaking out contributors at really kind of the warrior level, which is $60 a year, Kahuna, which is $125, Big Kahuna, which is basically, a Kahuna is kind of a chief, the big chief. Big Kahuna is $250 a year. And then we've got the upper level, the Alahi, and those are at $500 per year contributions. And then people that make a lifetime contributions to the show of $1,000, or that do at least $1,000 a year, or do a lifetime contribution of $1,000, making in the Royal Council or Warriors Council. And we've even got a few members that are working on that $5,000 lifetime contribution that are in what we're calling the King's Court here, kind of sticking with the Hawaiian theme. And I'm not trying to offend any Hawaiians. This is just how we set up our contribution level. But those of you that are warriors that are in at the $60 level, and if I miss your name, again, major apologies. Tony D, and Michella, Andrew, Michaelene, Kirk, Bo, Curtis, Helena, Tucker, Jaron, Terry, Stephanie, Caden, Chase, Cohen, Todd, last name starts with an M, and Amir are all in our warrior class at $60 per year. I want to thank you guys for your contributions. And then the next level up is the Kahuna level, where people are contributing $125 a year, and it's broken up into 12 monthly payments. It's set up for PayPal to do that. Matthew, Jaden, David, Salvador, Terrence, Zachary, DeAndre, Aiden. We got a couple of Aidens, don't we? Maybe not. Heather, Shannon, Steve, Nigel with an M. We've got two Nigels. A Jesse. We've got Richard. I got Michele twice, so he might actually be a Kahuna. Gary, Sandy, and Cheryl are all Kahunas. So, you know, huge, huge, big thanks for their support annually at the $125 level. And then we've got some big Kahunas, and I really, these folks have really stepped up in a big way by contributing $250 a year to the show. We've got Jesse, Eric, Kathy, our original Nigel, and Dale. And Dale is our King's Court contender. He's by far been the longest ongoing $25 per month contributor. And Dale, you're going to have to keep me honest. I don't know where you're at year-wise for contributions. I know you're over 1,000, but when you're, you know, give me an update if you know when you started. Definitely appreciate it. And if I missed anyone, you know, forgive me. I tried to go through the list and get an extensive look. So, you know, the supporter list has grown, and it's a lot better than we were, you know, sitting a year ago. And I haven't talked a lot about the insiders for a while, and really didn't realize how much it had grown. So I want to thank everyone that's supporting the show. So, you know, big, big thanks. And for anyone else that's listening, if you want to become an insider and start contributing to the show or make a one-time contribution, that would be fantastic at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Again, really the insider stuff, my goal with the insider donations is to get to the point, and we're close. We're now close where we can, and maybe I can hire someone in the studio to be in a, you know, a full-time assistant with me. So, you know, if the growth continues another year, we might be at that. But, you know, this goes a long way in helping paying the blogger bill. You know, my blogger bill averages about $600 a month. You know, that's what I pay the writers of the team, maybe as much as, you know, CES time, it can be as high as $2,000 or $2,250 or $2,500, depending on how many articles we have to put together. And I pay at a higher rate because they take much more work to do than just a normal blog post. So anyway, we're wrapping up the end of the year here with some great support from the Ohana. I'm truly grateful. I really, really am for your ongoing support, and you are co-equally keeping the lights on here and keeping things moving forward. It's truly appreciated in a big, big way. So again, a round of applause to all of our insiders, and thank you for really helping us bring 2016 to a close. I know many of you want to see 2016 in the rear mirror. Many of you may have read on my Facebook page, right before Christmas, I lost a dear friend. His funeral's tomorrow. I'll be watching it online. And, just one of these guys that was a heart this big. He was a true warrior, a true patriot, served with him in the Navy. One of these guys that you would never, ever think would get sick. And he had something just kind of weird happen. And it took him fast. And it's just in his wife, Kiwi, she is... I've been reading her Facebook page. She's a woman of strong faith, and she's remarkably putting stuff on Facebook that I'm like, wow, you know, what strength. You know, I'm getting, rising up from her instead of us helping her stay up. So, Christmas for me was pretty rough from that standpoint. And, of course, we've lost some iconic movie stars in the last couple of days too. May the force be with her. And then her mother. I mean, just it's crazy, right? So I think we're all ready to see 2016 to be done and gone. And but the show has to go on. And my heart goes out to the Heilman family. And Jeff, you know, to be honest, you're not with us in your better place, but man, you are going to be missed. You're going to be missed in a big, 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 big way. So, and I got friends globally that are, we're all devastated. This man touched a lot of people. So, anyway, I will continue from there. And I know we've all of us in this show have lost loved ones from time to time. And I know I don't get to hear your stories. Many of you were here from, you know, at show 200 when my dad died and everything that transpired from there. But it was able to give some solace, at least some minor advice to the widow and tell her that, and this kind of rule goes for anyone, and I don't want to be a downer here, but, you know, if you lose someone in your family, in your immediate family, and people are asking you for help, that is a time to say, sure, come on in, wash my dishes, clean my house, help, you know, put those folks to work that always extend a hand, say, can we help you? Is there anything we can do? Because that support doesn't last long. For real close friends, it does, but the bigger circle of folks, you know, that. So I always tell people, if you have help, you need help, you had lost a spouse or something, and those people are saying you need help, please, by all means, reach out and ask for help, because you know, it just takes some of that weight off of you and allows you to focus on what's important, the grieving part and all that, and plus you have time to talk with your friends and people that come in. So always take that help, and if it means mowing the yard or cleaning the garage, or you know, if you lost a husband and, you know, teach me how to run the lawnmower or whatever it may be, you know, do that. And that's, you know, good on the soul and good for everyone. So that, and just take her one day at a time. But, and I'm doing that here too. So, okay. Anyway, thanks you all for being part of the Ohana. Thanks for letting me just kind of dump on you like this. Because, you know, we're all here. It's a big family. This show is more than a tech show. And maybe that should be the slogan going forward, more than a tech show, because I truly feel it is. I truly feel a great support and give thanks to all the Ohana that, are here. And if you're new to the show, this is more than a tech show. But studies do show that if you don't thrill the audience within the first 5 minutes of a podcast, they are going to leave. So I hope I've been thrilled you enough in the first 20 minutes. All right. So anyway, welcome all our friends on YouTube. Welcome the friends on Facebook. Of course, want to welcome those who are on live stream as well. So let's talk about China and how they built an iPhone city with billions in perks for Apple partners. Did you know? And I think maybe many of us knew this, that if you are a Chinese company, like Foxconn, that does the majority of Apple's iPhone, iPad, you know, building peripherals business, that they set up all kinds of tax benefits, kickbacks to the company. The more business they do and the more exports and the more volume that they do, those companies actually get governmental cash back. Can you imagine that? The U.S. government sending you a check for building your business? That would be, you know, that's the China way. And so what it really does, and it goes to show you the challenges of, and this is a great article from New York Times. They're finally doing some reporting again. But it goes into, and if you read this full article, what it's going to set you up and what it's going to impair upon you is that to compete in the United States by having these jobs here is fundamentally going to be significantly challenged because of such an upper hand they have. It's not only wages, you know, paying slave wages to employees to work, you know, incredible hours. And maybe I shouldn't use that word, but typically in China, the folks there are getting paid, you know, pennies on the dollar compared probably to what most people in the United States make. Living conditions, they're like, you know, in barracks, and, you know, people really don't necessarily always have homes to go to. And, you know, when you have a production facility that can build 500,000 iPhones a day, you have 6 million people involved, 6 million people involved in the manufacturing of Apple products in the Foxconn network in Zhangwang or whatever it is in China, or Zhangjiao, a very remote, poor area of China. When all these incentives come in, these sweeteners, as they call them, of billions in dollars, and Foxconn's a Taiwan company, that's even more weird because of the Taiwan-China, mainland-China relationship. So, you know, the local government helps continue covering energy and transportation costs. It recruits workers for the assembly lines. It pays bonuses to the factory for meeting export targets. And it's all about export taxes that come back to the Chinese government. And it makes all this this money goes back to Foxconn and it allows them to continue to be super competitive and give Apple a sweet deal. And this doesn't happen just for Apple. It happens for Dell. It happens for HP. It, you know, happens to a lot of companies. Samsung, they've all flocked to China to lower their production costs and bolster their bottom lines and tap into the world's largest consumer market. And most rely on local partners, manufacturing partners like Foxconn. So, you know, the Zhengzhou customs operations is inside what's called a bonded zone where products can be imported and exported virtually. Can you imagine that? Things are happening with products going in and out and they don't even touch the product. So, but the Times did get hold of some confidential records and it just basically called the benefits package to Foxconn a preferential policy. And it blows me away. It's nearly impossible for anyone outside of China to compete. It's just the way it is. So while Apple and while these companies are going to give FaceTime and say, hey, we're going to bring some jobs back, you know, one U.S. worker equals 25 Chinese workers. You know, in a comparison, you know, I'm just, you know, that's, maybe it isn't that, maybe it's a 1-to-10 or something to that effect. You know, how do you, in Apple, how do they justify that to the shareholders? Well, if there's tariffs thrown on the imports, you know, we start taxing those and then it becomes more expensive and maybe Apple won't be so inclined, but then prices go up for us. So it's a double-edged sword, no matter how you look at it. But Beijing for decades has encouraged such efforts at a national level. You know, we've talked about this in the past, and just don't forget, China is such a big country with such a huge population base that they have to put 25 million people to work every year, new jobs. Can you imagine 25 million new jobs in the United States? Unemployment would be zero, you know, in just like, you know, 18 months, it would be zero. And then we would be looking to, you know, immigrate people to fill that type of job growth. But if China has to put 25 million people to work every year to basically stay zero to make sure that their economy keeps growing, that's tough. And what, you know, when does that hit a brick wall? And all the subsidies in the world won't help. But it just goes to show you right now. And I think China's one of the last bastions of cheap labor. You know, it's moved from country to country over time. About every 10 or 15, maybe 20 years, it moves, right? So we will see. We'll see where this goes. But it's a great article by New York Times. I almost cringe saying that. They do that very often. Today, the United States, specifically the president and the administration, has expelled 35 Russian diplomats as punishment for alleged interference into last month's presidential elections, giving them 72 hours to leave the country. It also will close two compounds used for Russian intelligence gathering. Why weren't they like told to go the hell home before if they knew they had two compounds that were used for intelligence gathering? Why did it take 8 years? The U.S. State Department declared 35 Russian diplomats from the Washington, D.C. embassy and consulate in San Francisco persona non grata and gave them and their family 70 hours to leave the United States. And it has gotten major applause from both Republicans and Democrats on this. And, of course, the Kremlin said that they're going to consider retaliatory measures. And, you know, I still contend it was some kid in Jersey, but the government agencies that provide the administration with their information disagree with me. But it is a nice, I like to, because I've been saying that from the beginning here on the show. So Rita asked, how was Maui? Maui was great. Believe it or not, it's my first time over there. I've been here 20 years, first time I've been to Maui. And we're going to go back. We're going to do a couple more day trips over there. I got maybe a fourth, not even a fourth, maybe a fifth of the island explored and not in depth. you know. So we'll do a couple more trips over there, and it's amazing how much driving I actually did in the afternoon. But anyway, cool. Next article up. You won't believe what NASA has hid from us this year. Did you guys know that there were aliens at the International Space Station? Well, not quite. But the tired notion that NASA is trying to cover up UFOs, which I think they are, personally, when they cut a live feed from the station in July, there was an object that looked like was entering the atmosphere. Again, it was an unidentified flying object, not an alien, but it was something that was deemed suspicious, but they cut the feed. It could have been something military reentering, who knows, but they cut it. That video has been viewed 4 million times, with likes outnumbering dislikes 3-1. And we know that the station is, you know, circumventing the Earth at a very high rate of speed, and sometimes it loses connectivity, and stuff can drop, but it looked awful convenient. The second thing NASA's hiding is at the North Pole. Did you know this? Now, when it wasn't too busy basically hiding the alien sightings aboard the International Space Station, NASA also worked in 2016 to cover up the strange world inside the North Pole. NASA and the world's governments trying to completely hide the fact that there's something, dun-dun-dun, at our North and South Poles. A video by Secure Team 10 states, and what are they hiding appears to be a massive entrance or hole to the inner Earth. Now, it's okay, I'm just here to tell you, a hole to inner Earth. Does, you know, anyone, you know, have you ever seen a deep hole? You know, the deeper down you get, the hotter it gets. You get to a certain place and the lava comes through. So, that deep hole to inner Earth can't be too deep. But they say there's one. The 13-minute video with the 2.3 million views goes on to display a number of old images from earlier satellites that, in the words of the conspiracy theorists, find NASA caught red-handed attempting to hide a giant opening at the North Pole. All right, the hollow Earth theory. In other words, there's someone in there banging around in the center of the Earth. Cuckoo. All right, aliens on the sun. Oh, yes, they've been hiding aliens on the sun. The other major new revelation, what NASA hid, concerns an Earth-sized UFO near the sun. Near the sun. According to some UFOologists, NASA deliberately used pixel glitches to hide alien spacecraft spotted in the agency's solar and heliospheric observatory images. Other eminent UFO scholars argued that the cube-shaped image artifact itself is the alien spacecraft, maybe even the Borg. So, why would a UFO be lurking near the sun? Do you really have to ask? It's sucking away chromosphere and maybe the next layer of the photosphere for some kind of energy that it needs to power. Come to think of it, the sun is a natural fuel for nature here on Earth. Could it be that plants are themselves aliens? Perhaps all will be revealed next year. So thank you, Ars Technica, for revealing what NASA has hid from us for this year. And I've told you many times on the show, I've seen two UFOs in my life. One as a child, one as adult during desert, after 9/11. And I'm here to tell you, in both instances, what I saw was no way in this world from this world. And if it is, where did that tech go? Okay. Moving on here, and hope you're entertained by the end of your show. And this one gets better. Amazon has plans for its warehouse blimp. They have actually filed for a patent for a warehouse blimp. So they're going to build a big warehouse, and they're going to put it over cities. And then when you put your Amazon order in, it's going to use a drone to deliver your package. So the blimp is just going to hang out, and I'm sure they're going to have bots or robots or some sort of control devices up there, or they're going to have, you know, people up there working in, multi-day year shifts in the Amazon way, and, getting the packages ready for shipment. You know, do we really need a package delivered in 2 hours? If you need it that bad, go to the store. There's most stuff you can get in Amazon. You can get it at the store if you need it that bad. You know, I don't recommend going to Walmart, but, you know, go to your local retailer. Oh, and finally, my lineup of hot stories to tell you. Tim Cook calls AirPods a runaway success. Tim Cook says that the wireless headphones are a runaway success. He's been touring the New York Stock Exchange with his nephew on Wednesday when a reporter from CNBC asked him how the AirPods were doing. The $159 headphones were put back on order within hours after the release on December 13th, and they've taken off because of a holiday hit. Buyers will have to wait up to 6 weeks for their AirPods to ship out. We're making them just as fast as we can. Apple did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The AirPods are available. You know, when you take the headphone jack out of a phone, and this is what happens. So, you know, you guys know what I have. I've got an iPhone 7. And I have this always readily available because, number one, I have my Square reader that goes in there so I can take credit card payments or, my other dongle to be able to listen and to be able to talk at the same time or talk charge. That's not it. That's an SD card reader. Excuse me. So I got my little adapter here from Griffin, you know. So it's, yes. Of course, how could it not be a success, all you Apple fanboys out there? I can't wait till you lose one. Flush it down the toilet. You know, it falls out of your ear while you're jogging and gets run over by a car. You know, there's going to be all kinds of great stories about these AirPods and how they really are airborne. All right. Honda. Honda's recalled 634,000 minivans. If you have a 2011 to 2016 model year Odyssey vehicle, it could have a faulty second seat, which could become unhinged in the event of an accident, and that would not be good. So they're voluntarily recalling those minivans. Does it say anyone has died because of this? The company said that no crashes or injuries have been reported related to the issue, which is discovered via warranty claims. The NHTSA, in a statement, said the flaw increases the risk of injury to the seat occupant during the crash. You think so? The seat comes detached and rolls forward. So, bada bing, bada boom. If you've got a Honda Odyssey, standby for your recall. And this is another thing, too. If you've got a vehicle, you registered it, you did your business with a dealer, and you moved, you need to call the dealer and make sure that the address they have on file with you is up to date, because they will send the recall notice to the address that you registered with the dealer, not the registration of the car, all right? So make sure you always keep your local dealer that you bought your vehicle with up to date on your current address so you can get those recall notices. And if you don't get the recall notice, call your dealership and find out when you can get it in for repair. So I saw this blog post. I'm just going to bring it up on the screen for you. I want to show you guys how this stuff works for CES. There was an article that was written by, let me wait for it to load here, by BGR News. And it talks about this incredible robot that defies gravity to clean your window. It's from Winbot, Ecovacs Winbot 850. It's got a video and everything. So what they don't disclose in this article is this is fed directly from a press release. There's no original writing here. None. They did the video, included the video. It's all basically contrived news. It may have, I'm sure maybe the first paragraph was written by the writer, but it's a lot of stuff that comes right off the press release from this company called WinBots. What we do here that's different is I do feed during CES press releases to my team, and I tell them, review what stuff they've sent. If you think it's worthy of an article, write it up, but do it in your own words. We don't just regurgitate press releases. We report on cool stuff, but we don't just do a cut and paste. I'm not saying what BGR News did here is this, but a lot of the language looks exactly what I read on an email that came in, you know, 3-4 days ago. So, anyway, that, and that's been syndicated over on Yahoo. I just wanted to kind of, you know, as we go into this season of CES, some of the stuff that they talk about too is vaporware. It's the, you know, they show you a box and it's not real. It's just a mock-up. So we'll try to make sure that we break that out for you at the show to make sure we tell you whether or not it's a pre-production model, real deal or whatever, if it's just got buttons and it doesn't really work. Because there's going to be a lot of that, and you know, we do our best to sniff that stuff out. Usually when they won't let me touch the device, usually I know that it's pre-production and just maybe a plastic shell. That happens a lot, but we'll try to keep that broke out for you during the coverage that that we'll be putting up. Hey, DirecTV, if you're working with AT&T on this, the early deal's going away. The $35 100-channel plan will jump to $60 on the 9th. So if you're thinking about making that jump over there, let you know. You know, I've got a couple of friends that drive for Uber, and I think they even drive for Lyft as well. But, you know, if you're driving all day on Uber and you get a lot of passengers jumping in a vehicle, you're probably looking to, you know, start up some conversations. But apparently, an Uber driver got a couple of riders in their vehicle, and as he jumped in, the Uber driver says, "What do you think about the new Texas coach? Because Mac sure couldn't coach." And this is the new coach was in the Uber car. And it was ESPN's Adam Amin and University of Texas coach Mac Brown were riding together in this Uber. And this Uber driver turned around and said, "Oh, you're Mac," didn't realizing. So whether or not the driver knew and recognized him when they're getting the car and had to put a punch in, I don't know. It seemed pretty convenient. But yeah, it's, you got to be careful who you're talking smack about. If you're driving an Uber car, they may end up in your vehicle. I don't think, you know, if you're driving Uber, you better not talk smack about anybody, because you're going to alienate someone. And the last thing you want to do as an Uber driver is alienate anyone and end up with a one-star ride. The Texas coach did say that he didn't leave a one-star review for the driver. But imagine, you know, I can imagine getting an Uber card. Man, you hear about that Cochran dude that has this Geekness Center podcast? It sucks. but anyway. So, in politics is as usual. You know, it's running rampant right now. And there's a new congressional proposal that will probably get implemented because the Republicans control everything. So you remember last year when they had the House representatives had their sit-in that was, I believe it was protesting for or in support of Black Lives Matter. I don't quote me on it, but anyway, they. When the House is out of session, the C-SPAN cameras are turned off. The rest of the time, when they're in session, they're on. They can't. I don't think they can be turned off. Maybe I'm wrong there. But so what the House is going to propose is fining congressional reps who live stream or post photos from the House floor. The new policy would fine representatives $500 for the first offense of broadcasting video, audio, or photos, and rise to $25 thereafter. In order to take effect, in the proposal would need to be approved by the House when its next session starts in January. In any case, I always say be careful in what you're voting in, especially when you're trying to suppress free speech. he put this rule in place and fined people for a live streaming or something from the House floor. What happens when the tables are turned and, you know, you're no longer in control and you want to live stream or protest something? You know, short-term gains really negatively affect things on the long run. I'm just, I think they get into a, I hope enough representatives say, no, this is not a good proposal, but it could go through. And will that stop congressional reps from taking photos and live streaming? I don't think so, but, you know, they don't get as paid as much as, you know, companies on the outside. They still get paid a healthy whack, but I don't think I could afford $2,500 a whack every time I stream something. Maybe some sort of fund will be set up to pay those fines. Samsung at CES? What's going to, you know, they've been hitting me hard to come to their press conference. And to be honest with you, I don't like going to press conferences. I just, you're there, you're captive, you feel weird getting out of your seat, you're getting pitched. You know, I'd rather go to any, Samsung, they are my biggest, let's be frank, pain in the ass at the show. One year, I went into their booth, and they would not allow me to walk around and just ad lib about new products they had there. I had to have a handler and had to be moved around the booth. And so, you know, you're not going to let me come in. So what I did is I moved out of their booth and I put my camera right on the edge of their carpet. And I put one foot right up against their carpet and I stood as close to their booth as I could without going in their booth, and we talked about Samsung. They didn't want me in the booth doing it, so I did it outside the booth. Well, you know, that didn't go over well with Samsung reps, and I ultimately ended up in the booth and was able to do some stuff on my own. I think they've learned, but oftentimes now at CES, Samsung and these bigger companies will have their own live stream going. And Sony does it, and a variety of other people do, and it's done by company representative. There's no independent folks like me that are in there. They're talking, asking questions, being critical about products. There's none of that going on. So if you're going to be watching some live stream content from CES, just be careful of if you're getting independent news or if you're getting sold to. You're, you know, watching a 50-hour press release. And the same goes for some of the bigger tech guys are out there. They're going to be having guests on, talking about, and, you know, I'm sure they're journalistic independent, but just watch the variety of coverage out there. And those of you who watched in the past, let us know if you miss what we did versus what, because our style was completely unique. And I will be putting up some live videos from booths from time to time. It's going to be sporadic. You'll be able to catch it on the Facebook page. And I have decided to post this stuff to my personal page because it's just where most of you hang out. I may lose friends over it. We don't know after I put up a dozen of these. But I'll try to make them interesting enough that you'll just want to watch the 4, 5, or 6 minute clip or whatever it may be. Keep the feedback coming during the show. But we'll see what Samsung does. I'm definitely going to be in their booth. I'm not going until Sunday. Largely because I don't like going into the central hall where it's like the booths are 100 by 100 feet and you are run around like a little puppy dog when you get into a booth. They try to handle you. I hate that. So this year is the year of non-handling, if at all possible. Yeah, I've talked about this enough already, but we'll see what Samsung has to say out there. I'm sure they're going to be in damage control at the show as well. AR, alternate reality, or VR is, you know, I'm getting a huge number of VR, you know, requests to come, and I just don't know how much VR stuff I'm going to cover. I've never really covered it before. There's going to be a lot of people covering it. Scoble's going to be there covering VR in depth. He'll be a person to watch on that aspect. But, you know, just from another standpoint, do keep an eye on TPN.TV as well, because Don Bain will be doing a couple of hours live, I believe Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. from our little broadcast studio. He's got guests lined up. I don't know if I'm going to be with him at all. I might, but I'm going to try to be on the floor most of the time. So again, it's only going to be very short, and I will be doing a probably daily wrap-up show, whether or not it's with one of the team members or just by myself. So keep an eye out on that. At the show, we're definitely going to see a new Fusion Hybrid. It's going to be an autonomous vehicle. They're going to be driving it around. So, I'll probably be doing some GoPro action, trying to get a ride in an autonomous vehicle, spend some time there. This show is so massive this year, there's no way I'm going to see it all. It's just, there's no way I can cover it. And I've got a game plan on where I'm going on what days, but it's just, there's stuff I'm just going to miss. It's just not going to be possible. And I'm actually trying to focus on who I'm going to go to see, but I know I'm like a little kid. I'm going to get distracted like I'm in a candy store, and things are going to always take longer than they are. There's a good article in the New Yorker talking about World War III by mistake. And if we've got any military guys on here, you'll want to read this. It's about NORAD and about the nuclear deterrence and our first response and assured mutual destruction and all that stuff that goes on during a nuclear event. But definitely take a peek at this article. Talks about the false alarms, and some of the stuff's been reported before, but it's a pretty good compilation of what could go wrong with the aging stuff that we have in our, not necessarily the missiles themselves, but they are old, but the actual tech that makes it happen. Or we hope never has to make it happen. Hey, did you know there's some Prime benefits that you may or may not known about that you may be using? Number one, did you know you can get early access to ebooks? Also, photo prints straight to your door. You can get those. I didn't know that you could get, because you get unlimited photo storage in Crown, you basically can have inexpensive photo prints and cards and calendars delivered. Kind of like a VistaPrint, but instead through Amazon prints. I didn't even know that it really existed. If you have an Amazon store card, and I don't, you get 5% back on anything you buy every single day. And as much money as I spend on Amazon, I'm going to have to look into this. So definitely check that out. I like my miles, though. Digital credits in your account. Faster delivery is one of the flagship features on Amazon Prime account. But if you're not in a particular rush for your items, being opt for a digital credit on your account to spend on music, ebooks, or something else, just choose the credit option at checkout. I don't know what that, I've never seen that. So I guess if you're not in a rush, you can opt for digital credit, whatever that entails. I have not seen it. You can get a discount on game pre-orders. So as an Amazon Prime member, you can pick up discounts all across the site, including advanced access to lightning deals. Don't forget about the discounts you get on pre-game orders too through Twitch Prime. I didn't even know this. So if you're a gamer, you want to get early access, cheaper discounts, Twitch Prime. My son came to me, I guess it was Christmas Day, and he says, "Dad, there's a sale going on for a software program for a game." And I'm like, "How much is it?" He says, $29.95. I'm like, what game? He says, it's a value pack. It's normally priced at $400. I'm thinking, okay, my kid's being sold a bill of goods. And is he getting, so we went into the game room or the garage, and I looked at the offer, and I did some Googling around and made sure that, this offer was indeed a great offer. And it turns out it was. And so he's, I said, okay. I held out my hand, give me some Christmas money. And he gives me $30 cash, and I let him buy the game pack that he wanted. So that's my policy here. You want to buy, and if he's buy something on Apple and he hasn't asked me, he pays triple. If it was $5 and he didn't ask me, he gets charged $15 for it. So you do that a few times and they come ask. Also, as a Prime member, you get your hands on Amazon hardware before anyone else. You get access to the Amazon Apple TV app. So there's an Amazon shopping app for TV, for Apple TV, if you didn't know that. Free digital comic books and magazines. I didn't know you could get that either. It's called Prime Reading. 6 months of the Washington Post for free. I think I took advantage of this through another newspaper I'd gotten once. But anyway, here's the deal. Just with the stuff I just told you, if you're Amazon Prime, I've just paid for 1 year of you being a kahuna here on the Insider Program. Just this one article. If you go and implement this stuff, you're going to save a bunch of money. You're going to get, you know, if you get this Amazon store card, you spend $1,000, you get 5% back. That's $50 that you're going to get, $50 that you're going to get back on $1,000 worth of Amazon purchases. That $50 gets you real close to being a kahuna here. So this is way you can offset. This is how I rationalize things in my head on how, is this like buying my wife's car? When we bought it, I knew she was going to save $104 a month from parking at the airport. So, you know, basically the overall 36 month cost of, you know, about $300 a month reduced to, you know, 200 or 194 or 196 or whatever the number was. So, you know, that's how I kind of, you know, do this. And this is how you can do it too. So my goal is to try to save you guys money when stuff I share. And I hope that you give back by becoming an insider. Simple breath tests can detect cancer and 16 other diseases using gold nanoparticles, and artificial intelligence device correctly diagnose 86% of patients. It can identify 17 different diseases, including lung cancer, Parkinson's disease, from just a single breath. While the machine isn't accurate enough to yet for a real-life diagnosis, it shows high promise as a quick non-invasive test that could catch disease in an early stage. The team tested breath samples for more than 1,400 patients and identified 13 chemicals found in 8 types of cancer: Crohn's disease, Parkinson's disease, pulmonary hypertension, and other disease. Each of those volatile organic compounds is present in varying amounts, forming a distinctive fingerprint for each ailment. The odor signatures are what enable us to identify the diseases using a technology we've developed, says researcher lead professor Hosman Hack. Hack, H-A-I-C-K. This is incredible. If it can just give a little early, you know, for example, in the case of lung cancer, you can increase the survival rate from 10 to 70% by early diagnosis. If everyone could go and get their annual physical and go and do a breath test like this, think about what could be accomplished. This is not readily available yet, but it should be. To me, this needs to be on the streets now. You know, we should, you know, obviously it probably should be administered by a doctor or some, you know, health official. You walk in there and they, you know, you get a detection of lung cancer. You need to go see your primary physician and, you know, get all the tests done to actually see if you're actually sick. But anything that gives you a heads up, man, as I'm getting older, it's like I've been lucky, folks. I consider myself very healthy, and many of you too haven't had major health issues, but you just pray you come up clean every time you go to the doctor and you don't have something bad going on with you. But, you know, I've had my sort of progressive issues, but anything that you can get a breath test to detect cancer, man, that's like, wow, sign me up. Sign me up. Okay, common Google Pixel problems and how to fix them. There's a good article, Android Central, talking about band LT issues, audio distortion issues, bot loops, Pixel shutting off at close to 40% battery. Other minor stuff going on with Pixel. I have that up in the show notes for you to check out. Also, new Windows beta testers. Instead of seeing a blue screen of death, it's going green. So it'll help Microsoft identify bugs in preview builds of Windows 10. So you get a green screen of death instead of blue. A little bit of a Twitter conversation going on between the CEO, Jack Dorsey, and some folks out there. Some Twitter users say they want the company to do better in 2017 and they want to make the ability to edit a tweet. Well, with my writing capability, I'm always fixing Facebook posts. So I would love the ability to edit a tweet instead of having to delete it and then repost it. So I'm hoping they would allow us to start editing our tweets. I just delete them. I'm sure not enough people see them to make a difference, but if I goof one up, I just kill it. But it'd be just a lot easier to be able to basically reissue it. And I'm wondering, did I issue my announcement of the show? Oh, man, what a knucklehead. I didn't do my tweet today. That's why we're missing people in chat. That was so stupid. All right, moving on here. There's a little space news. Russia plans early February for the Progress to return to flight. So, you know, they had a failure on December 1st. Blew one. Well, actually, didn't blow one up. They had a premature separation from the Soyuz rocket upper stage. So, they're trying to figure that out. So, planning for an early February resumed flight. NASA's Curiosity rover has spotted some purple rocks on Mars, and scientists are going a little bit crazy about that. So, that's in the news. And NASA's also revealed Saturn's moon Pandora. Now, when you think about the moon, you know, we look up in the sky and see our moon. It looks pretty round, right? And I'm sure it's not perfectly round, but it sure looks that way from here. It's also, you know, obviously very pockmarked. But Saturn's moon doesn't really look like a moon. It kind of looks like an asteroid. And, of course, we're getting a some sort of pop-up ad. All right. Thank you. But anyway, so this is what Saturn's moon Pandora looks like. Probably a piece of rock, you know, huge piece of rock that was captured by the gravity well of Saturn and pulled in. So anyway, that for those of you that want to take a peek, you can view the show or just follow the link that I have in the show notes for you tonight. Okay. A little bit of weirdo news. On Coast to Coast, a man has demanded a refund following a failed exorcism. The Consumer Protection Agency in Malaysia found themselves at the center of a supernatural dispute when a man demanded they help him get a refund for an alleged botched exorcism. He wanted his $270 back. According to the complaint, the shaman agreed to take on the task and charge a man $30 per spirit for a total of $270. However, it would appear that the shaman's magic was not quite enough. This man's father reported continued being plagued by the spirits despite several attempts to eradicate them. Yep. Another article. Frequent UFOs are supposedly not going to happen any longer in Oregon because the skies of Oregon will be absent of a few UFOs beginning in 2017 as lawmakers have banned flying lanterns in the state. Often confused or alternatively blamed for UFO sightings, ancient airborne illuminations, or popular weddings, parties, and other such gatherings. How are they going to enforce this? Please. They're going to ban flying lanterns? Good luck on that one. So, how much is it going to cost you if you get caught? Oh, $2,000. Yep, you're going to get. And also, you guys hear about the Milwaukee man, whose van was hit by a UFO? Pretty good object fell from the sky and slammed into his van. It's not a UFO, but I'm awful curious where it came from. He said it smelled like diesel fuel, so some sort of chemical container. I'm suspecting some sort of space debris, but he took it in his garage or something. You know, if you find something. And it has a funny emanating smell from it. My advice to you is not to take it in your garage because, especially if you think it has a space origin, because those chemicals will give you cancer and kill you. Direct exposure to something that you can smell or, you know, this is not something you mess around with. You call the authorities. If they think it's something needs to be taken care of, they'll call the hazmat team in and come get it. But you know, if you pick up an object and it smells like fuel or something, this is something to walk away from. Trust me, this stuff is nasty. It can, you know, it can do serious. I'm serious. It can do some serious damage. All right. I think that's it for regular content. I do have some email that came in. And a couple of questions I'm actually going to have to probably respond via email. I got an email from Max via Facebook. He's asking me, hey, Max, you asked me about my new CPAP machine. And yes, I got a new CPAP machine. It's complaining about my mask fit, though, Max. And I'm all hooked up. I'm good. It sends a report to the provider, and my provider's called me twice saying your mask is leaking. And I'm like, no, it's not. I wake up. I go to bed with it sealed and I wake up, it's pissing me off. Other than that, it's a great machine. I'll get you the model number, Max. I will. It is much quieter. It's wonderful. So, who knows? I did get an email from Paul. He says, hey, your comments on the difficulties with video jump cuts. Look into these. He talks about Apple has introduced a new flow transition feature in Final Cut Pro that hang on. Don's calling. He doesn't know I'm live. Anyway, Paul, thanks for the suggestion on Final Cut Pro. Be honest with you, I don't use it anymore. I use Premiere, but I will check out Adobe's Morph Cut tool. And it's something, be honest with you, I don't use all these detailed tools. I do cut, and I'm done. So I guess maybe it's time for some lessons, but I'll definitely look at Adobe's Morph Cut tool. And but you're telling me that the flow transition allows you to jump cuts to make them appear seamless transitions. So I'll definitely look at that and see how it works and how it morphs the video. It must do some serious magic. Paul is been a longtime listener of the show. He's helped us keep the audio dialed in. He is absolutely brilliant when it comes to audio production and video. He gets deep into the tools. If you're a podcaster and you are ever needing help to get your system dialed in, he is a consultant that is worth every last penny. And I'm proud to call him a friend and have him as a longtime listener of the show. But Paul, thanks for your continued contributions and support of the show. Did I read your email? I was talking about the autopilot system. I don't know if I did. Oh man, I don't know if I read this or not. So, and if I did, I apologize to the rest of the audience. I think I read it. If I didn't, Jack, tell me, kick me in the butt, and we'll go over it later. I don't want to reread the whole thing, but I had gotten a bunch of other comments via Facebook and stuff. Definitely thank you so much for sending stuff. Geeknews@gmail.com is the primary place, please, to send your comments or questions about the show. It just works into my flow better if you can do that. Of course, I watch Twitter as well, but the email is the best address to send stuff to. Hey, I want everyone, please, out there. We've got this great thing. We're talking about Uber and Lyft earlier in the show. If you live in a community that offers Uber and Lyft, if you have the ability to get in an Uber, you can pre-order your New Year's Eve ride. You can pre-order it right now on the Uber app. You can schedule the car to pick you up, to take you to the party, and schedule the car to pick you up and bring you home. In this day and age, there's no sense whatsoever to, if you both want to party, you're a husband and wife, or you're a single guy or single gal, and you go out with a boyfriend, whatever, it's the time to Uber. I want you all back safe and tuning in with me where we're producing CES content. I want you to hang out and be part of the family for a long time. We don't need to lose anyone else. And I don't want any of you getting DUIs and getting wrapped up for the next 7 or 8, 9, 10 years with your insurance and going to jail and everything that goes along with that. So please, Uber, be careful out there. Be safe. Have a fun, happy New Year. And if you're in the older generation and you sleep through New Year's, enjoy your New Year's sleep. Remember about your doggies and stuff. They're blowing fireworks off around. They do that in our neighborhood here. My daughter's cat is finally acclimated. She's being nice. She still once in a while has a SWAT streak, but we're trying to kind of do a little training here to get her realigned and not knowing she can't do that. So that's going well. She'll probably get all adjusted by the time my daughter gets back here in another week and a half. She'll want to stay, but I'll tell you, I had to laugh. I'll tell you this story. My wife doesn't like cats. Does not like cats. So we got back from Maui last night. And, of course, she has to get up pretty early to go to work. She has to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, get ready. She leaves the house at 5. Has to be there at 5:45. But anyway, she got home, and she immediately, zonked on the couch. And I was doing something here in the studio, and I walked out, and I walked by her, and I should have had my phone. I wish I would have had it because the cat was curled up with her. She had her arm a little bit on her and sleeping. And I thought, oh my God, my wife doesn't like cats, and the cat's curled up and sleeping next to her. She knew it was, but you know, I was teasing her about it. It's like, you admit that you're the cat's growing on you. Nope. I don't like cats. You know, she's a hardcore dog fan, and I know some people are, and some people don't like cats, but I love cats. I'm there for 20 plus years. She has refused to allow me to have a cat. If I ever end up divorced, and you know, that's not on the plans, but if I ever did, I'll have a cat. I like dogs too, but I said, so what happens if Anna moves back home? Are you going to let the cat come home, and are you going to kick, not allow Anna to come in with the cat? And you know, so I was just kind of teasing her a little bit, but it just was, and I wish I could have had a picture as evidence, and I was just so stupid I didn't take it. But if the opportunity arises before I leave for Vegas, I will. As a reminder, I am out of here on New Year's Eve. Matter of fact, I take flight at the airplane's on time at 11:40 p.m. I get into Vegas mid-morning on the 1st, do my standard thing, going around, you know, picking up water and you know, getting checked into the hotel and kind of having some downtime on the 1st, 2nd. Then I'm do a little bit of meetings on the 3rd, and then hit it hard on the 4th. Isaiah comes in around noon on the 4th, and from there through, we'll be busy all the way through a Sunday. So, you know, I know we're not doing a lot of live, so it's going to be hit and miss, but, you know, keep an eye on the Facebook page. That's the key, you know, and I'll be dumping stuff there from time to time. I'm going to try to be doing some behind-the-scenes stuff. So it's not like we're going to be live. I'm going to feed you steady stuff, but there's going to be enough. I'm going to be giving tippers. Follow me on Geek News on Twitter. I'll be sending all you guys info. We have a live blog on Geek News Central as well, where we'll be putting pictures up. So all that will be available. And, you know, geeknewscentral.com and tpn.tv will be the two places that you're going to want to be looking at. Mornings of CES will be live in the mornings, or at least Don will be live for a couple of hours, I think. And I don't have his schedule, but we'll get that up. And then we wrap. We wrap on the 8th. I ship my box, single box out on the 9th. I take it easy, drink a few beers on the 9th, maybe gamble a little bit, and then I fly home on the 10th. And then we'll be into the real work, where we're doing the post-production on the majority of the content. But thank you all for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Thanks for staying subscribed for the show this year. And this is 2016 in the bag for Geek News Central. But lots of content heading your way here very soon. Share the show with your friends, family members, people that you know. This is the time. This is number one growth time in podcasting. They've all got new devices. Tell them about this cool show that you want them to listen to so that they get subscribed, and really consider becoming an insider and doing that one-time donation. It is would help me a tremendous amount. If we could just get 70 of you, or 70 to do $100, or 140 of you to do 50, that would just be like ecstatic. It really, really would. And I know it's tough coming off the holidays because we've all just spent a bunch of money. But if you can swing it, I would definitely appreciate it. Whatever you can. Again, it doesn't have to be that big amount. And if you want to write a big check, man, I'll love you even more. And give you special props too. If you come in 100 plus, that's big. Yeah, I'll be talking about you during the actual CES coverage and being a supporter. All right. Hey, thanks everyone for being here. Happy New Year and a belated Merry Christmas. And we'll see you next time here on the Geek News Center podcast. Everyone take care. Remember, no podcasts while I'm in Vegas, just CES content. We'll see you next time. Take care. Aloha.